So I was talking about all the different objects that are known by this awareness, and that if there's no object, there's no awareness. And so, as often as objects flux into appearance, say too, with this awareness. But when we start to shift our perception of from the object to the awareness, awareness is subtler than all the other things I've spoken about. Awareness is subtler than sensations, subtler than thoughts, subtler than moods, subtler than mental states, subtler than intentions. And yet we know there's awareness, right? You know when there's awareness. We know there's a mind. Even though the mind has no color, no shape, no texture, no location, right? Where is the mind? Somewhere. Nowhere. But we know we have a mind because the mind feels, the mind thinks, and the mind knows. We know there's a mind by the activity of the mind. If there was no thinking, no feeling, and no knowing, no mind. But because there is thinking, feeling, and knowing, we recognize these are the activities of mind. So we know there's a mind. So what we're looking for, not looking for, but recognizing, I should say, is the mind that's doing the knowing, that's the aware. The mind's activity of awareness can be recognized by the activity of awareness, not by a location. We don't look here for the mind. We don't look for feeling in the body for the mind. We don't look for a location. We don't look for texture. We look for the activity of the mind, which is, oh, knowing. And when the knowing of the mind is recognized, that's awareness. What is being known? Objects can be anything. But what is being known when we recognize awareness is the mind. The mind is being known by the activity of awareness. So while there has to be an object, we don't pay much attention to it. We're not focusing on it. We're not zooming into it. We're not getting absorbed or entranced in it. We're not telling ourselves a story about it. Instead, we're looking at, or I should say, we're recognizing this activity. But because it has no location, you can't direct your attention anywhere. You can't say, "Oh, I'm going to look for my awareness over there," or in this hand gesture. If you're going to look for awareness, you can't take this awareness and turn around and look at itself. You can't do that. And it's not like this awareness isn't being known by another awareness. It's not that either. But still, when this happens, this can be recognized. So what we're going to try to do is just know that there's a mind being aware, and we're going to try to recognize awareness. There will be something being known, an object, but just let that be lightly known. We're not zooming into it, we're not focusing on it, we're not trying to feel into the nature of it. We did that this morning. Been there, done that. We've graduated. Now we're into this. Just trying to recognize with some continuity, oh, there's knowing happening. And recognizing that. Yeah, there's knowing of sounds, there's knowing of sensations, there's knowing of knowing. Okay. So we're not focusing on anything, we're not looking for anything, we're not even naming it other than recognizing, oh, awareness. So when we check our attitude of mind now, what we're looking at is this awareness. What is the attitude of mind with which you're practicing? Trying? Expecting? Skeptical? Hopeful? Confident? Relaxed, receptive. Okay, these are all qualities of awareness. They can have any of those qualities. Some are more skillful and some are less skillful. So we're going to sit again, and while we still use objects, we still use naming or labeling, we still use kind of getting close to. When there's some momentum to the awareness, when you're not sleepy or when you're not just spaced out, just ask, what's the attitude of mind? Is awareness present? What's the attitude of mind? is awareness present. Okay?